You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Wow. We're back. It has been a very, very long time. How are you guys doing? My name is Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC, and you are currently listening to the first episode of Season 2 of the Storm Chat Podcast. Guys, the last episode, and I just checked the other day, the last episode of the Storm Chat Podcast was May 10th, 2024. It felt longer than that, but I can't believe it's been a year and some change since the last episode. And I had so much plans of coming back in the summertime, but so much was going on that I was doing, and oh my goodness, like work got busy. You know, I have a full-time job aside from G-Storm stuff right now. And it's been a lot. It's been a lot, but oh man, I have been busy. There's been so much that's been happening since the last season. If you've been following me on my social media platforms, you know what I got going on with the Next Eternity Zen book, which still isn't out yet, which is dropping this summer. Finally, we're going to talk more about that in today's episode and why it's taking so long for Volume 2 to come out, because that's actually the topic of today. And just so much that I have been trying to accomplish, whether it's with manga or video games or just any of the other things that I have planned for G-Storm Entertainment. But I'm so happy to be back doing these episodes and just talking with you guys and you guys sticking around and listening to what I have to say and all the things that are going on in the indie manga and indie video game space. We're going to be talking about a lot of things this season. The first season had 25 episodes, and most of them we were just talking about like writing and being an independent creator and the struggles of being an independent creator, the do's and don'ts. We're going to be talking a lot more about those things. But I just want to just take a moment to just say thank you to all the supporters, the G-Storm crew, you guys who have been following me on social media, who've been purchasing Eternities in Volume 1, who've just been showing so much love and support, or even if you're new to the G-Storm crew and you haven't watched any of the previous 25 episodes, I highly recommend you do. You can go on my YouTube channel, G-Storm Network, or you can also go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever else you get your podcast to tune into the Storm Chat episodes. Now, there's going to be new episodes every Friday afternoon, 12 p.m. Eastern time. So in America, because I know I got some folks overseas across the pond. Hi, how you doing? I hope you guys can tune in and share the podcast and just, you know, hang out and just share your thoughts on what we talk about in the episodes. So, wow, like it's been so long since I've been doing this, and Just a refresher of, you know, what it is that I do in each and every episode. Before we get into the segment of the day, I usually want to just talk about like what's been going on with the company itself, G-Storm Entertainment LLC, my small business that I'm the founder and CEO of, as you probably heard me say earlier. But I just want to dive into what G-Storm actually is before we even get into the news, before we get into the topic of today. Like, what exactly is G-Storm Entertainment, and why did I decide to start this business? For those who may be new to the Storm Chat Podcast, for those who may be new to the G-Storm crew, I just want to just explain what it is that I do and what my goal is. So G-Storm Entertainment is a independent publisher company. I develop not just manga, but I also want to develop Western comics, kids books, video games for both mobile, PC, and console. And I don't want to just create. I also want to teach people, especially people in underserved communities and marginalized communities who may not know where or how to start in the gaming space or the manga space, and just teach them how to get into this field and the things that they have to consider if they are a solo creator, or, you know, if you're not an artist, if you're not a writer, or if you just have the interest of getting into this space, but you just don't know where to start. And that's what G-Storm is pretty much here for, is to teach you how to get started on your own and things that you can do to get started so you can become a creator as well. So that is what I'm aiming to do for G-Storm Entertainment. I've had a couple events since season one. I went to another event where I got to sell a few books of Eternities and Volume 1. I'm almost at 200 copies, so it's crazy. The book hasn't even been out for 2 years, and I'm almost at 200 copies. We're actually coming up on the 2-year anniversary of Eternities and Volume 1. That will be June 24th. And my birthday is also coming up June 20th, so I'll be 30. So, woo! That's going to be fun. I won't be here, but there will be Storm Chat episodes available during my vacation celebrating my 30th birthday. So be sure to tune in for those. I'll go ahead and pre-record those. And one thing you guys may have noticed that's a little bit different than season one is that I'm not showing my face. Now, why am I not showing my face? Because I just feel like it's a lot easier to just talk in a microphone, have to worry about editing the the camera, and I gotta get a new camera, and it's we'll talk about that another time. It's just been so much going on with that, but I just find it more easier to just crank out episodes if I just record my voice and give you guys a avatar, the G-Storm avatar with the Storm Chat logo that you're seeing in this video. And I just find it easier, and it's just less of a hassle than just trying to use a camera. But if you guys do like the camera method that I did, you know, where I show my face and I'm just talking, like, you know, just let me know, and I have no problem going back to that. But I just find this to be the most easier way to get episodes out a lot faster. And anyway, all right, folks, so as I said earlier, we're gonna jump right into the G-Storm news. That's a little bit of a recap of what I got going on, where I've been, and I'm just talking about some things that I've done since season one. Actually, not even a month after the final episode of season one of Storm Chat, I went to Japan. Yes, I went to Japan. If you follow me on my social medias, you know that I have tons of pictures and videos of me in Japan. It is awesome. Like, I am ready to go back. I'm probably going to go back in 2026. I loved it out there. I got to talk to people about Eternity's End. I got to speak to people at the Shonen Jump store in Shibuya about Eternity's End. And I got some people interested. So if you're listening to this and you are in Japan or anywhere else in the world, hi. You found me. This is the G-Storm crew. This is the G-Storm community. And it's just been awesome. Like, I even got to meet Mandy B. Blue, the singer of the Eternities End theme song, Mugen Henno First Step. Mandy is amazing. I got to meet her. I got to meet her composer, Yuta. Shout out to them. They were such a big help when I was, when I needed help with the Eternities End song. And they were just awesome. And they were really nice. And we got to hang out. We had dinner. And we got to tour, you know, the district in Tokyo. It was really nice, and I had such an amazing time, and I connected with so many different people while I was out there and getting to talk to them about Eternity's End and G-Storm. And so there's some G-Storm crew members out there in Japan, so shout out to you guys. But the Eternity's End theme song is still available. You can go on Spotify, you can go on Mandy's page, you can go on my page on YouTube or anywhere on our social medias and just check out the work that we're doing. We're definitely going to be doing some more stuff in the future. I would love to do more stuff with Mandy in the future. So we'll see how that goes, because she's been very busy. I've been very busy. What else has been going on? So, of course, you guys, like I said earlier, I was part of a fall festival. This is actually my second year going to the fall festival, and I made more sales than I did the year before with Eternities and Volume 1. I got to network and connect with more people and aspiring creators. It was really nice as well. And it's just so awesome to just connect with people who have the same interests as you. And we'll talk about that in another episode for sure, and why that's important and why you should definitely do it, and why you shouldn't be scared to network with people and connect with people, because it could take you places that you never would have guessed. But speaking of other projects that I'm working on, aside from Eternity's End, I am also working on another manga series known as Strigoi, which is my vampire series. I've revealed a few new characters from that series recently, and I don't want to reveal too much more about it because it's still a work in progress. A lot of the series is still being worked on because I really, really want that series to be good. Like, I really want that series to connect with people. Like, not saying that Eternity's End won't connect with people, because it has already, but I really want Strigoi to be something very, very special, because I see so much potential in it. And this isn't even just me like hyping myself up or tooting my own horn. I just see so much potential in this series, and I want to make sure that I do it right. And again, this is going to talk, kind of connect to what we're going to talk about today. Excuse me. But I haven't done this in a while. But I am also working on some new IPs as well. And not just in the manga section, but in the video game section as well. So I have a few projects in the gaming space of G-Storm that I'm working on that I can't wait to talk about. And of course, Eternity's End and Strigoi are spearheading the manga section of the Eternity's, of the G-Storm brand. I'm saying Eternity's End so much. But anyway, I don't want to rush these projects. I don't want to rush Volume 2. I don't want to rush Strigoi Volume 1 or even the first chapter of Volume 1, because I want to take my time on them. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And look, we're already 12 minutes and nearing 12 minutes into this episode. We're finally getting into the topic. But the topic of today is the importance of quality in your work. Quality is so important, guys. Many creators, including myself when I first started, has this sense of like urgency to just create something and get it out there and get it done. Now, indie games, you might be able to get away with it. Like, you know, you want to work on a small project that might take you like a few months just to, you know, for the experience. You make smaller games for the experience, and you want to work on your bigger projects when you know how to tackle bigger tasks. Like, that's one thing in indie games. When it comes to indie manga, though, you really have to take your time. When I first started the Eternity's End manga in 2021, that was actually the same year I wrote the ending of the Eternity's End series. I started Eternity's End in 2018, and the first draft was way back in 2013, when it was called something else, but I started Eternity's End in 2018, and I wrote the ending of the series in 2021, so it was about 3 years. And I was like, okay, well, why not just make this into a manga now? I already figured out how I want the story to go. And I didn't realize how, at the time, I didn't realize like how important and how critical storytelling is to a story. And if that makes sense. But I didn't realize, you know, I just thought, well, I know the story off the back of my hand. I can at least easily just, you know, write what I already wrote down. But that didn't mean that I was a master writer. Just because I finished a story didn't mean I was like, you know, an expert. There was still so much that I needed to learn. And that hit me when I finished Volume 1. And though people enjoy Volume 1, I got a lot of positive feedback, a lot of reviews from folks. Like, that was awesome. But at the same time, I was like, I feel like I could do way better than this. So when I started Volume 2, I've sat down, hit the books, talked to some friends, watched a couple videos online, just did some research, and really cracked down how and why the stories that I like from anime and manga and comics, why do they work so well? There's a formula to it. And you have to understand what that formula is. Understanding not just world building or the powers of your character. You have to really focus on the character writing and how important, you know, the characters are in your story. It's like once you have your characters figured out, like everything else is gonna just flow. And I'm learning that now with volume 2, like fleshing out my characters, really understanding like what makes them stand out from characters from other series and what makes them special, you know, give them their own quirks, their strengths, their weaknesses, their flaws, their fears. There's so many different techniques that I use now to make my characters more compelling instead of just saying, okay, this is my main character, he can do this. Yeah. But you have to take your time. Take your time with your characters. Like, spend time with them. Like, go on a date with your character. And it sounds funny, but, like, seriously, like, sit down and really figure out how to create characters, how to create them well. Because anybody can write a story. Anybody can create a character. But not everyone can create compelling characters. And you see that with a lot of indie stories, a lot of indie creators. They just jump right into it. They like One Piece, they like Naruto, so they decide that they're just going to make a manga. And, you know, they don't understand, and you can tell in their stories that they don't understand why the things from the series that they like work. Like, why do you like these things? Like, why there's a secret to this. So, it's just, you gotta just, oh my God, I'm just losing my train of thought because I hear my neighbor's dog barking in the background. But you just have to understand, like, the importance of quality. Now, you'll have some indie creators out there who will just pat themselves on the back. They'll crank out a chapter every month. And they may have two or three volumes already in such a short period of time. And they're like, yeah, we're releasing product and we're being very productive and no one's doing this, but we are, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, it's like you don't hear anyone really talking about their work. Like, okay, you got three books out, you got 20 chapters out, but no one really seems to care about your work because it doesn't look like you've done the homework to make your comic like of quality. It's stale. Your comic is stale. And that's because you were so busy on, you know, focusing on trying to just crank stuff out that you missed the point of the whole, like, especially if you're doing this as a business, like you're missing the point of just, you know, quality, making your content good. And it's not good. Like, I don't care how many chapters you crank out. You can crank out 20 chapters and have three volumes and then toot your own horn. But if the story isn't good, the characters are unlikable, no one's going to care. You have to make people care. If you're trying to do this as a business, you're going to have to make people care about your characters, your world, your power system, all that stuff. Just think about that after your characters. I should have made this episode focus on your characters first. But yeah, like, focus on the quality, not the quantity. Because I would rather spend 2 years on a story and perfecting the story than spending 2 months on trying to get a chapter out. Just so I could say, oh, I got a chapter out, guys. You guys should check me out. I'm awesome. You know, like, just, you don't do that. Just don't do that, okay? Now, look at some of the other manga series out there, like Naruto. Naruto, the creator of Naruto, Kishimoto, it took him, I believe, 2 or 3 years to write Naruto. The creator of Kaiju Number 8, which is another anime, it took him 5 years to write that series. So, I'm not saying it's going to take you that long, but the goal is, especially, again, if you want to make this into a business, the goal is to take your time with your work and get your work to a point where it can last. Make your stories last. You don't want to just now, if you're making this for fun, I mean, go for it. Do whatever you want. Crank out as many chapters as you want and many volumes. I wish you luck. But the goal is to make something that will last. Something like leaving behind something that people can connect to for years to come, even after you're no longer on this earth. So just think about that. Think about bringing out top tier quality. Take your time. Don't rush, because the only person that you're competing against at the end of the day is yourself. Don't worry about other creators with big followings or creators who are starting out the same as you or whatever. Like, the only person you're competing against at the end of the day is you. So don't rush. Take your time and you're going to be all right. But that is all I have to say for this episode, guys. We are 20 minutes in. This is a long episode. We had a lot to cover. It's been a year. But if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a like. Share the podcast. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to the G-Storm Network channel. Follow me on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok. Yes, TikTok is still a thing. Surprisingly, it's not banned yet. But Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Do people still use Facebook? I don't think people use Facebook anymore. But anyway, I'm on Facebook. You can follow me on there as well. And my website, gstormgo.com. That's my brand new website. I don't think I talked about that in episode one, but yeah, I have a new website now, G-Storm Go. You can check out all the merch and all the upcoming releases and projects that I have on the podcast, on of course, the podcast as well, and everything I have coming up with G-Storm Entertainment. So gstormgo.com, you can order signed copies of Eternities in Volume 1. And yeah, you know, feel free to send me an email at gstewart@gstorm.com. Or gstormgo.com, I'm sorry. And just if you have any questions, or just shoot me a DM on Instagram or whatever. And if you have any questions about anything that I talk about in this episode or anything in the future, just let me know. Again, this is the Storm Chat Podcast. It feels so good to be back. It feels so good to be back, y'all. We are going to be talking about so much stuff. I cannot wait. But I am out of here. You guys have a great rest of your day. Take care. Be blessed. G-Storm.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.